Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Richardson with your main news morning on the LOB Lobster Network.
It is 7:39. News Talk WLOB, 21 minutes to the top of the hour. If you got to be at work at 8, you better hustle along. It was gorgeous this weekend. I know we had some rain, but the tall ships are in town. The Yarmouth Clam Festival, the Matt's Mile, and Westbrook Strong 5K run. We had about 350 people running that. It was incredible. Even in the rain, the turnout was amazing. Just a great weekend here in the great state of Maine. You're listening to the Lobster Radio Network. Derek Volk is in the house. Good morning, sir.
How you doing today, Ray?
I am good. We'll get some other things in just a few moments here, but one of my lifelong friends, I grew up with him. I love the guy like a brother. In fact, I refer to him as my brother from another mother. He's been on the show a few times over the years, the Marine. And as you know, there was a tragic shooting in Chattanooga last week.
Awful.
Four Marines were murdered. And
five.
A Navy officer was also, passed away, I guess, in the hospital.
Yeah, five.
And just a tragic sort of set of circumstances. Ira Lockhart is joining us down from, I think he's sitting in the parking lot outside of 7-Eleven down in the Tampa area. Good morning, Ira.
Good morning, Ray. How are you today, my friend?
I am well, sir. I am well. Now, are you actually in the parking lot outside of the 7-Eleven in Tampa?
I am actually sitting outside the parking lot. I had to go in, get me a Red Bull, and what ended up happening was I was going back home, but I started talking to a Marine recruiter, and he saw my tag on my truck, and he said, hey, you know, Semper Fi, and we started talking for a few minutes, and I got to run in my mouth and almost lost track of time.
Ira,
so,
I am
sitting outside.
I have a hard time believing that you actually ran into somebody and started talking. That's almost impossible for me to believe.
It's the former Marine recruiter in me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, Ira, you and I graduated high school together and have been lifelong friends. I went to Maine. You went off to the Marines.
Yes.
And you served in the Marines how long?
15 years.
15 years. And during that time, you were a recruiter for the Marines.
1985 to 1990 in Brandon, Florida, just outside a small community outside of Tampa, Florida.
So obviously, you and I sort of went back and forth on Facebook a little bit, but when you saw the tragedy that occurred in Chattanooga last week, where four brave Marines were gunned down. They were defenseless. They were gunned down by a mad Muslim murderer, and that's exactly what he was. And then another, over the weekend, a Navy officer who was shot also passed away in the hospital. What was your initial reaction as a Marine and as an American?
Let me first say this, Ray. My condolences to those who died in the line of duty. First of all, I think it was absolutely horrendous that this occurred again on American soil. Because
right.
As you remember, there was a shooting back in 2009 in Arkansas of a recruiting station where I don't remember how many people died, but this has happened again and again. And I'm sure there's other incidents of shootings at recruiting stations or reserve centers that we don't know about.
Well, and we know that, for example, at Fort Hood, there has been two attacks at Fort Hood where brave Americans have lost their lives because they were defenseless. We know at the Navy Yard in D.C., there was an attack. Again, brave Americans lost their lives because they were defenseless. Ira, what are your thoughts on this with regard to the fact that military personnel in uniform can't carry a firearm while they're in their recruiting station, as an example? Many people who follow this story have seen the iconic photo of the door saying this is a gun-free zone, and the door is riddled with bullet holes.
How ironic. In 1985, when I came out on recruiting duty here in Brandon, Florida, I got several messages on my voicemail. Some of these messages were not only against the military, but they were also racially motivated. You know, go home, you know, we don't want you here. We hate the military, things of this sort. Now, again, this is 1985 before the invention of the gun-free zone. And I remember talking to my boss about it at the time, telling him about it, and him saying, well, you know, you can't really carry a firearm in your government service agency vehicle or in the building, which also belongs to GSA, government service agency. You can't carry a firearm. Well, lo and behold, sometimes I guess I can be a knucklehead. I carried my .45 with me in my briefcase everywhere I went. Because even back in 1985, and probably before me, there were people who were being threatened. And I'm sure during the Vietnam era, people that were being threatened, people that were being harassed as far as recruiters. And this just probably goes back and back. Well, me, I decided I would rather be judged by 16 or be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I took my gun with me inside the recruiting station, even though it was against the rules.
Well, you're out now, so they can't come after you, right?
Absolutely. That's why I'm telling this story nationwide or worldwide on the Ray Richardson Show.